WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump is threatening to send National Guardsmen into Portland, Oregon. The BBC's Jason Kay is there.
President Trump says he's directing troops to be sent to the city of Portland, extending his controversial use of the military in Democratic-run cities. The mayor, Keith Wilson, said zero troops were needed. An Oregon state senator, Ron Wyden, called Mr. Trump's move an authoritarian takeover.
Protests are spreading across the country as immigration agents continue their raids and arrests. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranco with that.
ICE tactics are inflaming tensions. In New York City, this federal immigration officer seen shoving a woman to the ground in a courthouse has been placed on leave while an investigation is conducted. In Maryland, agents detained a man in the middle of an intersection when an officer's gun falls in the street. The agent picks it up and points it at bystanders. Outside a suburban Chicago ICE facility, federal agents used tear gas and pepper balls to disperse protesters.
A person of interest is being questioned after three people were killed and eight wounded in the North Carolina coastal town of Southport. It happened late last night. Officials say a boater fired into a crowd at a waterfront restaurant. President Trump says giving automatic citizenship to children born in the U.S. to a mother here illegally or temporarily is wrong. He signed an executive order to that effect, but federal judges have blocked it from taking effect. Now he's asking the Supreme Court to hear his appeal of those rulings. Here's Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The Trump administration has gone to the Supreme Court to have them decide this case on the merits and decide whether President Trump's executive order can end birthright citizenship, or whether the Constitution and the 14th Amendment guarantees that right to all children born in the United States.
Unless Republicans and Democrats can come to terms on a short-term funding bill, the federal government will begin shutting down on Wednesday, and the administration is now threatening to fire, not just lay off, federal employees if that happens. CBS News reporter Christina Carujo says President Trump has agreed to meet with Republican and Democratic leaders of Congress after earlier agreeing to do so and then canceling.
Leader Schumer, Leader Jeffries, Speaker Johnson, and Leader Thune will be having a meeting with President Trump on Monday regarding this continuing resolution, which is basically the legislation that would keep the government functioning past this September 30th deadline.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, here's a unique way to meet that special person.
And they called it puppy love.
Forget the puppies. Consider petty love.
Bell, make sure people know we're coming.
Walker Ward wheels his way through New York City streets trying to connect people randomly from the back seat of his pedicab.
I'm out here in the bowels of the concrete jungle, in the Matchmobile.
Singles like Anjali Natvar message him online to request rides.
This is my last resort. If this doesn't work, there's something wrong with New York.
Ward spotted a match for Natvar walking by, and it clicked.
You never know, you could be walking by the potential love of your life.
He says he does about a dozen rides a day, free of charge. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Lisa Catalano, however, is taking a different approach. She is advertising for a husband on electronic billboards in the San Francisco area. The 8-second digital ads for her website, MaryLisa.com, appear on the billboards during the commutes. Christopher Cruz, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the low 60s. With sunshine tomorrow, it'll be pleasant, highs in the low 70s. 70s and even some 80s next week. It'll stay dry as well, and we should see a good amount of sunshine. Currently, it's 66.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. The rain. I'm gonna love you till the
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Trying to show love is right. Oh, show.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Thank you.
ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Sickle Hill. If it will keep you understand, 'cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud of me, sweet darling. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud of me, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl.
With a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
WRJN. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious.
part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know.
World, this would be. WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Oregon's governor is refusing to authorize the deployment of her state's National Guard into Portland, despite a request to do so from the Trump administration. Here's more from